This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Avos Perkei Mishnah Tezvav. Arba Midos Batalmidim, beholding in the Arba Midos Mishnayis. There are four types of Talmidim in their Kishroim, their smartness, their understanding, and the way they process their knowledge. You have a Maher Lishmoya. The first one is he chaps quick. He chaps it very quick. He understands it quickly. But Maher La'abed, it goes out very quick. He forgets very easily. So even though he's able to understand it and grasp the information, but he loses it very quickly, and that's Yosef Schorbev Seidoi. Says the Rav, we ask for shocheach, mashalom, and after he forgets what he learned, mano yesh b'mashu ma'alishmor, what benefit is there that he learned, he grasps it so quickly, nims have seido, godom is chor, the loss is better than the gain. Kosh l'shmor v'kosh l'abi, it's difficult for him to understand it, to grasp it, but kosh l'abi, once he gets it, he doesn't lose it so quick, it stays there a long time, his memory is very good. Yotzef said, the hefsid goes out in the schar, meaning, says the Rav. The good aspect that he has, that it's difficult for him to forget, is better than the negative aspect that he has. Because after, even though it's very difficult to go in, but it stays in there. What's the nafkimina, says the Rav? We can only feed, we can only support one. Which Talmud will we see more success from, or where we should consider giving the money to or the food to? Better to give the one who's slower, slowly but surely, but he has it clear, than the guy who's very quick, but it goes out fast. Says the Mishnah Vaita, Maher Lishmoya, the Koshel Abed. A person who's Maher Lishmoya, he's quick to be toifus, quick to grasp it. The Koshel Abed, it's very often to forget it. He's taka, a tremendous memory, Chocham. He has the Maila of a Chocham. He's the top of all of what we learned now until now. Koshel Lishmoya, Maher Abed. But he has the two negative things. Is he has very difficult for him to hear, to learn, but the Ma'al Abed, it's not only that, he's quick to forget. Zechelek Ra. And therefore he has to work very hard and chazen many times in order to understand it and to remember it. And this is, it's a difficult situation. So the Rav says, why don't we say, like we said before, by the ones that we said was chassid, the other one's not a chassid. But he says, you can't say over here that he's a chassid or Rosh Hashanah. It's not in his bechiru, it's how he's born. We know the Gemara says in Nidid Av Tezayin that before the baby comes down, before the person's born, it's decided if it's going to be a chacham, is it a chagibor, is it a gibor, a chacham. All the physical attributes of him and his mental capacity, that's all decided before him. So therefore, it's not his fault. That's not Tzadish Rosh, that's not Bidei Odom, it's Bidei Shamayim. It's not his Bechir, says the Rav. El Chisor Shoyelamei Kriyos, that comes from Zikr Bria. And therefore, it's not his fault. Therefore, you can't call him, there's no negative attribute. You're just telling him to see us. That's going to be very difficult to learn. But you should know many times that this one, the last one, whose taka has such difficulties learning, it's very difficult for the grass. And he doesn't remember too much. Sometimes he becomes the greatest, the God of all of them, because he has so difficult, so he works even harder. Sometimes the people have it much easier. They remember so easily, they don't spend enough time, they don't invest in their learning as much. And therefore, a lot of times, the weakest one, the most schwachest one, who's the kosher, Kosher Litva, it's kosher to learn, and kosher la'abed, and also ma'ar la'abed, so that guy who's the most difficult in his learning, he ends up in putting in all the effort and working so hard, then he gets to see the Shemaya that comes along with. We once told the story over here that's a similar type of person, what the Mishnah describes right now, came from some sort of his yeshiva to learn. They didn't know exactly who he was before. They were just, he just didn't learn yet. And some sort of set him up one of his best talmidim because he really wanted to learn. And he was taka, had these midas. He was a kosher to be toy to shmoya and a maher la'abe. And yet, this one went on to become a very big dayan. So again, many people feel that, oh, because I was born with a certain mental capacity, a certain type of, I'm not the smartest, I'm not the quickest, I'm not, my memory is not so good. Be a lot of it's to read, what it says to remember, the more a person shows how much he wants it, and Taka wants it. Everybody knows the story of the Nitziv, whose parents at the age of 12, whatever, 10, 12, want to say that they were discussing very strongly that they should go out and learn a trade because he wasn't grasping, he wasn't learning as good as the other kids. And because he ran to the shul, he opened up the Oran, he wanted to become a Talmud. He became one of the greatest Talmud that we had. So, Lamaisa, we have to realize that it's really dependent on the person. Again, the person that has those capabilities has an advantage, but it could be a disadvantage if he doesn't use it out. And therefore, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows each and every one of us what's good for us. And therefore, we have to use all our miles, all the things that we have for service of Hashem, and realize that if we do what we can, as much as we can, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way that we're able to complete and do, be the best we can be.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.